Joining me in the studio now, I have our very own Declan Cahill. Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Declan, we're going to have a chat about courting up. You've been on the air now for about 5 or 6 weeks.
That's right. 22nd of August we started.
Yeah. For anybody who hasn't heard it yet, maybe you can give us a kind of brief synopsis of what the series is about.
Well, as the title might suggest, courting up has all got to do with theatre and stage work.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme music, we've done this show many, many times, or this series over the years. It all comes from the fact that there's a drama company within the station called the Near Drama
Company, which we started in back in 2007-2008. Jack mm-hmm. Byrne and myself set that up to do radio drama. And we've attracted a lot of people from local drama groups, and they form the backbone of the radio company. So we had this idea then that I was thinking that, you know, there's a lot of talent in those people, mm-hmm. some lovely voices. And I was thinking, could we do something, maybe readings, poetry and so on.
Yeah.
And that's what the idea came across. So it's a live programme. I love doing live programmes because you're squatting. Because I know what it's like.
Yeah, vouch for them, yeah.
Absolutely. No safety net. You're out there on the wire, so to speak.
That's it.
And I mean, stage work is very much like that.
Yeah.
I mean, movies and film and television is so, so different because it's recorded and so on. It's a different different technique.
Mm-hmm.
But the live element is fabulous, I think, because you've got to get it right, or if you find yourself in a hole, you've got to dig yourself out.
Yeah.
And most of the other people involved understand that because they come from that background. And the format we've been following for a number of years has been, as I said, readings. But this year was something different because there's a local author called Dennis Byrne, and he's written plays, and we've recorded and presented a number of his productions, and I've directed them, and I've also directed a lot of his plays on stage, and I have a lot of regard for the guy. But he turned 80 years of age this year.
Wow.
On the 22nd of August. So that's why we started on that day. And he's a very retiring, modest man. Not like me, Mark. Very quiet. Quite a modest man. But a great writer, and he's a very, very keen observer of life. So, unfortunately, Dennis is not the best of health at the moment, and he couldn't come into the studio. So I went to his house and I did a recording, and I duped him into saying that this will all be broken down into maybe 10 minutes, but we did 45 minutes interview about him, and it was absolutely lovely. So what we're also doing is that where every programme, we're getting a member of the Near Drama Company to read one of his short stories.
Excellent.
So that's the common theme right through the series. And they're absolutely lovely, I must say. Now, they're not very comfortable. You know, he's not a nice little sit by the fire and toast your toes in front of the fire and read something nice and cool. It's very
gritty.
Very, very gritty, and it makes you look in the mirror, so to speak. I mean, last week, Michael Sharp read a story very deep and very uncomfortable. You know, that's what I like about Dennis. He makes you uncomfortable, and that's what I think drama and writing is all about. So, now last week we had, I say, Michael Sharp was interviewed, and then he did a short story, and I got Michael in to pick a number of tunes that he likes from musicals that we also played. So, and there was some background information, and that, for example, last Saturday was the birthday of George Gershwin, the great writer. So we pick up these little things. Yeah. Now, the other thing is we had two young people in from a group which I'll be interviewing in 2 weeks' time, but they got the dates wrong, so I brought them in very quickly. One is a local girl, she just finished filming in Colossia Dulig, but they're doing a play in the next month in the new theatre there in town, so I'll be interviewing them. So that was the last week's programme. This week's programme is going to comprise of a short story, obviously, but we're going to have the Fingal Gospel Choir in.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
We're going to have 25 or 30 people in Studio 2 singing, so we haven't done that for a while.
Yeah.
So how that came about was there's a member of the Near Drama, Niamh Murphy, who was a member who sings in that group, and I was at a concert, or it was a funeral maybe or something like that, and I said they were singing. I said, wouldn't it be great to interview them?
Absolutely.
And they're looking for new members and so on. So the idea would be is we'll have an interview with the leaders, you know, the committee end of it, and then we're going to have a live performance. So that's lovely. So I haven't done that for a while.
We'll have to tune in for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've had people, two other local people I discovered that I was away on a trip last year with them. And you know people, but you don't know them. You know,
yeah, I got absolutely. To,
this particular woman, excuse me, did a course in DCU on what's called life writing, which I never heard of. But it's basically recollecting things that happened in your youth. Now, this lady would be of my vintage, Mark.
Oh, okay.
I have a number of years on you.
Mid-40s.
Plus VAT. Double VAT. But she was recalling some stories, and you do this course and they help you write, they help you to edit it and to dress it up and so on. And I was fascinated. So this programme in DCU was called the Intergenerational Programme, where you have students working with older people on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah.
Helping them computers, writing. There's a whole clatter of things going on. Mm. So I found that fascinating. So this lady came in and she wrote, she read one of her stories. Fascinating background and what you find over people. And a neighbour of hers came in and read a lovely poem, a Yeats poem. But she also came in with a thing she came across in her mother's papers when she died, when she was sorting out, and was all about budgeting back in 1935 when her mother got married first. She kept a book which accounted for every expenditure.
Wow.
Down to a stamp, you know. Wow. so many pence for a stamp or whatever, because they had to, because they had nothing. So in terms of reflecting of life, you know, things have changed so much. We think it's bad and tough, but you know, it's very good.
I love that idea you're saying there about young people listening to the stories of older people. And it was funny, last week on the programme I interviewed a lady talking about the Dorky Creates Festival, which is happening in a few weeks' time, and she's saying one of the things that they do on the Dorky Creates Festival is to get school kids, and the school kids sit in with people of older vintage.
Yeah.
And the older people tell their stories, and the kids interpret them in there. And I think that's fascinating.
Actually, they I think it's the in DC UCD, I think it's the Heritage Department or whatever, or folklore. That started off in the west of Ireland 40, 50 years ago, where they got the children to interview their grandparents.
Yeah,
and the same idea. But it was fascinating because they were capturing little stories or anecdotes which would be lost forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the other thing that crops up is amazing when you start talking to people about this woman, Anne Pepper, the local lady who did this course. I saw then in the paper that there's a course on creative writing below in Donnycarney in Lacaila Centre every second Monday. So, you know, you tell people, look, this is available also. Yeah. But I think that idea of the children and the older people is something that I'd love to do further. Now, another thing we've done was a thing that will be broadcast shortly. We worked with a local school, St. David's over in Kilmore Road.
Yeah.
And it's called the Tom Crean Project.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about the explorer, you know, the man from Kerry.
Yeah.
He spent more time on the ice in the south than any other explorer. It's incredible. What a man
yeah,
of iron.
Absolutely.
A very modest guy, you know. But that's a series where it'll run for, it's been almost finished now, where we have different segments. It's going to run over 8 programmes, 4 sections in each. But the clever thing was that we linked the curriculum in terms of history, geography, all that sort of stuff, and used the story of Tom Crean as the spine of the project. So that's going to be very, very interesting. It's an educational thing. So again, we're involving a local school.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah. Coming back to the court note, things like Amdram musicals, I said, and you're saying it's amazing, aren't you, to talk, it's probably something you just talking there about, you did a piece about musicals last week. I love musicals, absolutely love musicals. As soon as you said that, I said I'm going to listen to the podcast of that now later on, because I love musicals. And but things like Amdram and musical societies and that, there's so many of them out there that people just aren't aware of, or maybe are a little reluctant to get involved sometimes.
Yeah, the big problem is that everybody thinks that everybody in a drama group is highly talented, highly trained, highly professional, highly experienced, and it ain't true. The big thing is to make that first contact.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in a drama group, Riverside Drama Circle, which has been on the go since 1972.
Yeah.
And we're doing 2 1-act plays at the moment now, which we're going to do down Naoimh Ba Róg next month. By the way, in the Curtain Up series, we have a thing called Notice Board, where we give people the opportunity to tell us about the plays they're doing.
Oh,
like Pat Sullivan is doing a play at the end of the month below in the Sean O'Casey Theatre in East Wall, a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Malahide Musical Society are doing The Plaza Suite by Neil Simon in ALSA in end of October. And, you know, there's a whole lot of things going on and we're trying to publicise and tell people about that, you know. But I would say to anybody out there who has any inkling of getting involved, this is a great time. For example, Baldoyle Musical Society will be doing a pantomime based on Frozen. And, there's always place for somebody, a bit of a hoofer, a bit of a dancer, whatever. O'Connell Musical Society are doing a pantomime, which will be on at the end of January. They're they're auditioning at the moment. You've got to make the move, you know. You have to, if you know somebody, it's great because they act as a sort of a little link for you, you know.
Well,
but if you just sit there, it won't happen, you know.
Yeah, the beauty of pantomime is that it's a little bit loose and it's a fun thing, so there's nobody going to be cracking the whip on
you. I take the point you make because there's a bit more ad-libbing, but I think pantomime is actually very hard to do because funnily enough, the looser structure, you really have to be talented to carry that off.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, the trick, of course, to comedy is timing, and if the timing's off, the comedy
don't
work.
You see, it's like good organisation, Mark. Yeah. Good organisation is never seen, and you see somebody on the stage, and you're thinking, I could do that.
Yeah,
but when you get up there, it's a different. But I agree with you. Some of the stuff in pantomime is fantastic.
Yeah,
you know,
it really
and
is.
The tricks that are played by people and so on. You know, but I was involved in a show earlier on in Baldoyle. My daughter was in it, and they were looking for a part, an older man to play a part, and it was a dirty old man. And it wasn't the fella that didn't wash himself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was great crack, you know, it's a great laugh, you
can
know.
Have but a laugh at stuff like
absolutely.
That,
so that was very successful, you know. So there's piles of groups out there who are looking for members. Males in particular, a lot of men seem to be very shy in coming forward. But and the same with singing and choirs, we're trying to promote that also. I mean, there's a folk group below in Airfield that's 40 years, celebrating the 40 years this year, on the go, church choir. Ardlee Church below in Ardlee Road, they rehearse on a Wednesday looking for new people, you know. So there's plenty of opportunities,
of outlets,
but you've got to make the move. So that's what I'm telling people, you know, to really make the step and make the effort, because this is a great time of the year. You know, children go back to school, the autumn is coming in and so on. And
absolutely,
the beauty of it is that if you make a commitment in a drama group, you might rehearse twice a week. It means you've got to be there.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to incentive to get
absolutely.
Get
you out of the house, get you off the chair, stop you watching the telly.
Now you're talking.
Melting
you're
the talking.
Brain. Absolutely.
Okay, courting up, Declan. It's going out on Saturdays, yeah?
Saturday's a live programme every Saturday between 11:30 and 12:30.
Yeah.
And George Mulcahy does the desk for us. Good old George.
Good old Georgie.
He's marvellous. He's been a great supporter of us over the years and turns up every week. And, we really appreciate that. Our publicity desk, Adrienne Murphy, has done a lot of publicity of the show.
Yeah.
And that's how we got the play. Those two girls came in, that new group that's been set up, that's doing the play in town. That's how we heard about it.
Yeah.
So, and groups have written and sent in information about their plays. So we're trying to reach out into that community to look after that particular segment of people.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, and lastly, there's a play, there's two members of our group. Joe Murphy is directing a play called Silver Wedding, and another girl, Carol Dempsey, is in that play, and that's in Aaron's Isle GA Club this coming Friday and Saturday.
Brilliant.
So they're fantastic opportunities, and they're normally about 10 or 12 euros, so it's great value, you know. Go for an old laugh.
Well, I've been talked into dipping me toe into the thespian world myself. I'm not quite sure how it happened. It just happened. Debbie Hutchinson here is doing the play on the stairs as part of the skills.
Actually,
thing.
That's another school project about education, and it's a marvellous idea of looking at something differently.
Yeah,
you know, you're taking a text like O'Casey, and you're going to get they'll record segments, and you can discuss around that. Yeah. So that's some of our members are involved in that too, which is great.
I was told I have an ideal Dublin accent or something for the Covey. Is that
the Covey? Yeah.
So
I have a certain disadvantage in life in that, as you can gather, I'm not from Dublin. I'm from Cork, like.
Yeah. But so it's not a disadvantage.
Well, if you're trying to play the Covey, it is.
Very true. Very true. Very true.
So I wish you well in that. You know,
thanks. Well, we'll give her a try. I don't know. I've never done anything like that before, but sure, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
No, you're talking, absolutely.
So between 11:30 and 12:30 on Saturday mornings, and if people miss it, the podcasts are available.
Keith Campbell here on the staff is a great guy. He podcasts all our programmes, and we get the links. So I mean, you'll get on, just go onto the site near that ie/podcast, and you'll see under drama, you'll see it listed under there. And we sent it around. And lastly, I just want to say to you that I mentioned that Dennis Byrne, we did a live play last October about domestic abuse, which was I was frightened by it, to be honest, which
powerful,
was awful, but it was very powerful, and it actually won an award. So you can reach out to people, and if you help one person out there,
exactly,
that's what I always say. Exactly. And the same with drama, the same with the programme. It's like today you were talking about your the clean-up.
Yep.
I mean, they are, but the blue bags. I was out sweeping my road this morning with using the blue bag.
Go.
So it's very powerful. If you get the message out, if everybody does a little, as you said earlier
it
on.
It adds up to a lot.
It adds up to a lot.
It adds up to a hell of a lot. Well, Declan, listen, we wish you continued success with the programme, and look forward to it. As I'm definitely going to listen back to last, because I do love the musicals. It's my guilty pleasure.
And we'll have a programme coming up in a couple of weeks' time, where we're going to do a Gilbert or Sullivan special.
Excellent.
So that'll be a nice one.
Okay, Declan, listen, thanks for coming in and talking
pleasure
this morning, and it's always a pleasure talking to you, and it's always been a crack.
And Mark, break a leg, as they say in your debut.
Break a leg in my debut. Well, so we'll do that. Will probably help with the accent.
Exactly. And get an agent.
You head of here first, folks. Okay, thank you very much, Declan. There you go, folks. That's everybody on Declan Cattle telling you all about Courting Up. That's what we'll be on here on Near FM Saturday mornings, live between 11:30 and 12:30. And of course, if you missed any of the previous programmes, go on the website and you can hear the podcasts nearfm.ie or near.ie to give it its correct pronunciation. Okay.